This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, February 2nd, 2024. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, a special program on U.S. unions and the choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. The Labour Start report about union events and rapping.
Stand up! Stand up! UAW! Stand up!
This is Radio Labour.
Elections aren't about just picking your best friend for the job or the candidate who makes you feel good. Elections are about power.
Sean Fain is the president of the United Auto Workers in the United States. The UAW represents about 400,000 workers and 600,000 retirees. In the fall of 2023, the union staged the first ever simultaneous strike against the big three auto manufacturers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The union called on 50,000 auto workers to stand up, and they did. After a month and a half strike, they won the biggest wage increases in years, regular cost of living adjustments, an end to the two-tier employment system which paid new young workers less, plus improved overtime and retirement payments. A major event during the strike was when Joe Biden joined the picket line at one of the plants. It was the first time ever that a sitting president had walked a picket line. This all comes as the U.S. is about to face one of the most important elections in its history. Unions are being asked who they endorse for the presidential election scheduled for November of this year. Here is Sean Fain speaking at a recent UAW conference in Washington.
When we talk about this election, let's take a look at the candidates in their own words and their own actions. In 2008, I happened to have a first class seat as a negotiator during the economic recession. And in 2008, as you well know, the auto industry faced a historic crisis. We were on the edge of total collapse. We, with entire communities, were being devastated. Hundreds of thousands of auto workers' families were left out in the street. It was our members and our retirees who sacrificed everything to save the auto industry. In that moment, Donald Trump said, and I quote, "I think that the unions are really, really hurting very badly what's going on with the auto industry," end of quote. Joe Biden, having helped save the auto industry, said the nation bet on the American auto workers and won. In 2015, when he was first running for president, Trump went even further. He wanted to put the race to the bottom on steroids to screw the American working class. President Biden, on the other hand, has made changes that have opened new opportunities for organizing. He has vocally supported workers organizing and said at a UAW event, "Join, organize, picket, protest. You have a right to form a union, and you cannot be stopped. You cannot be intimidated." If we're going to grow our union and organize the unorganized and help the working class, we have to have the right people in power. And let's talk about making history. Rarely, as a union, do you get so clear of a choice between two candidates. In 2019, our members were out there holding the line at GM on a national strike for 40 days. Trump was the sitting president. He said nothing. He did nothing. Not a damn thing, because he doesn't care about the American worker. Now, here's what Trump did to help the American auto worker in our 2023 historic stand-up strike now that he's running for president. He went to a non-union plant, invited by the boss, and trashed our union. And here is what Joe Biden did during our stand-up strike. He heard the call, and he stood up, and he showed up. He joined us in solidarity on the picket line for the first time in our nation's history. A sitting president has ever done that. He said on live national TV that the big three, and I quote, should go further to ensure that record corporate profits mean record contracts for the UAW and the workers. So that's a choice we face. It's not about who you like. It's not about your party. It's not this bullshit about age. It's not about anything but our best shot at taking back power for the working class. Donald Trump is a scab. Donald Trump stands against everything we stand for as a union, as a society. When you go back to our core issues, wages, retirement, health care, and our time, that's what this election's about. This election's about who will stand up with us and who will stand in our way. Those are the questions that will win or lose this election and will decide our fate. Those are the questions that will determine the future of our country and the fate of the working class. When I first came into office, we made some headlines by saying that our endorsements would be earned, not freely given. We've said we'd stand with whoever stood with us in our fight. Not because somebody was nice to us and we want to be nice to them, but because we need to know who's going to put up and who's going to shut up and going even further. We need to know who's going to stand up with us. And this choice is clear. Joe Biden bet on the American worker, while Donald Trump blamed the American worker. We need to know who's going to sit in the most powerful seat in the world and help us win as a united working class. So if our endorsements must be earned, Joe Biden has earned it. UAW family, today I'm proud to stand up here with your International Executive Board and announce that the UAW is endorsing Joe Biden for President of the United States.
Here with his report about union events is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
This week, our top stories section included links to coverage of the national walkout in Finland, calls for the release of imprisoned trade union leaders in Myanmar on the third anniversary of the military coup there, and the reaction of the global labor movement to the International Court of Justice's decision regarding Israel's war with Hamas. Also, top stories this week were the latest in a series of pieces from the Global Labor Column about the El-China Federation of Trade Unions and the ongoing fallout from Argentina's general strike. Other notable stories this week included the marking of the 40th anniversary of universal healthcare in Australia, the journalist union's reaction to the threat of an end to public broadcasting in Bosnia and Herzegovina, multiple national strikes in several sectors in Germany, and a walkout in Nigeria after construction sector employers failed to implement a pay award. But my favorite top story of the week details the further ramping up of organizing efforts by the United Auto Workers in the USA as it continues to use the momentum gained in its unique strike strategy of last year to organize non-union auto plants. On our Working Women News page, you'll find stories about the launch in the United Kingdom of the Fire Brigade Union's Equality Matters campaign, the fallout from the departure of global clothing brands from Myanmar, and an interview with the new General Secretary of the PCS in the United Kingdom. Also from the UK, we had the reaction of the Musicians Union to a report on misogyny in the music industry. And, of course, our Australian volunteers got us stories about the largest ever sexual harassment legal action in Australian history as migrant agricultural workers from Vanuatu head to court. And from around the globe, we had stories from unions as they begin preparations for International Women's Day. Stories appearing on our health and safety page and newswire this week include new reports of working conditions for Indian domestic workers, union anger over the failure of the European Union to deliver on its promise to press on with a plan to reduce asbestos exposures, and a new study that concludes that fully half of all Australian workers are regularly pressured to go to work when ill or injured. Our current photo of the week comes to us from Argentina, where last week workers protested the anarcho-capitalist policies of the country's new far-right president. 1.4 million rallied in Buenos Aires alone. Labor Start hosts online solidarity actions at the request of unions around the world. This week we'd like to highlight urgent appeals for online solidarity with trade union activists in Panama, Myanmar, Serbia, Georgia, and in Iran. If you can spare just a few seconds, you can do your part in these struggles by sending a solidarity message. Look for details of these and other campaigns on our site. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
When the UAW breaks were declared last fall, many predicted that the union's members would not follow UAW President Sean Fain and his call for the auto workers to stand up. It was said the members would not follow him. The workers responded with all-out support for the strikes and a rap song in support of Mr. Fain.
When they tell us to sit down, we stand up!
Stand up! UAW! Stand up!
Or
stand up!
When Fain moves, we move where we strike them at. When Fain moves, we move where we strike them at. You know we got some Fain's back. When Fain moves, we move where we strike them at. When Fain moves, we move where we strike them at. You know we got some Fain's back. Big three don't wanna pay. What the hell you mean? Corporate greed. Blah! We got everything to worry about. Can't even afford the vehicles that we build out. Inflation on the rise. Politicians talking reckless. Worry of a strike. Must have missed his mental checklist. Wow. Astronomical what executives have made. After on strike, we deserve to get paid. I'm the egg. When Fain moves, we move where we strike them at. When Fain moves, we move. You know we got some Fain's back. When Fain moves, we move where we strike them at. When Fain moves, we move.
Stand up! Stand up!
UAW!
And that's it. Labor news you can use. You can listen to our newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it is all about global solidarity.